The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all elected.
Well, Duval, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 10th, World Mental Health Day, goes to Timothy Koepke and Noah Osborne. Okay, they both hail from the Sunshine State, the great state of Florida. And what does your Uncle Charla always say? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. That's why I'm able to keep getting them like this, because they're crazy and they can't help it. I promise you, I don't come in here every day looking to give a hee-haw to residents of Florida, okay? I love Florida. I was just in Jacksonville Tuesday. Drop on the clues bombs for Edward Waters College, all right? Salute to Edward Waters College, all right? But we can't ignore the nut-ass news that comes out of Florida on a daily, okay? Someone needs to create a show called Nut-Ass News and just broadcast live from Florida all damn day. You know how they have that show, Live PD, that shows police all over the country yep. on duty? Do the same thing in Florida. Just broadcast live from various parts of Florida and report all the nut-ass news, okay? I guess I do that on Donkey of the Day damn near every other day, but what do you want me to do? This segment is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid, and Florida really has a lot of stupid-ass people, all right? Now, Timothy Koepke and Noah Osborne were arrested last week. When they were arrested, what they were arrested for has to be a law that is only in Florida, because I've never heard of this law. Okay, if anybody in this room has, please raise your hand. They were arrested and charged with unlawfully taking an alligator.
Have I heard of that?
Okay. No, never heard of that one.
Okay. Is that like stolen property? Is it someone else's alligator?
I have a couple questions. My first question is there a lawful way to take an alligator? My second question is, why is this a law? Now, I'm only going to assume, because the Florida Gators are so beloved in Florida, that maybe people try to steal the alligators, especially during football season, put Gator T-shirts on them, you know, to serve as a symbol for the team that they love. I don't know. Maybe people steal the alligators for the meat. I've eaten gator before. It's not bad at all. In fact, it tastes like chicken. Mm. But every meat that's not chicken that's foreign tastes like chicken to me. Now, none of the reasons I just named are why they stole this alligator. Do you want to know why Timothy and Noah of Florida decided to steal this gator?
Tell us.
Let's go to WPTV, NBC 5 for the report, please.
A Florida man story hitting just too close to home. Right now, these two Treasure Coast men are facing serious charges for pouring beer into an alligator's mouth and filming it. Florida Fish and Wildlife sent us the footage that appears to show Noah Osborne and Timothy Koepke in the act. As you take a look, officials tell us Osborne caught this gator, then enticed it to bite him. You see the man pouring beer into the mouth of that animal. They told officers they released the gator alive. Both Osborne and Koepke are now charged with unlawfully taking an alligator.
Timothy and Noah stole the alligator simply because they wanted another drinking buddy. Now, I was watching the video of them with the gator, and Timothy was attempting to get the gator to bite his arm.
Wow.
When the gator actually bit his arm, it seemed like he rewarded the gator by pouring beer down the gator's throat. I'm going to play some of this video for you, because there's something said in this video that sums up this whole situation, and it will make it make more sense for some of us. Let's hear it.
That's a Florida man right there. Oh, he needed that.
Now, just play it one more time.
That's a Florida man right there.
Play it. Right,
stop
it. Oh,
stop. He needed that.
Play it one more time.
That's a Florida man right there.
That's it. That's a Florida man right there. All right, stop trying to make the irrational rational. Stop trying to make the illogical logical, okay? When you hear me give out these hee-haws to these people in the Sunshine State, just simply remember, that's a Florida man right there, all right? Please give Timothy Koepke and Noah Osborne the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
At least they let the alligator go after they gave it beer. Mm. You know what they said once they let him go?
What?
Later, gator.
That was so corny.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I can't.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Don't Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.